So maybe either Gil or Ruth just give us a couple of sentences, a synopsis of what we're being what we're dedicating to.
Yeah, so it's my grandmother's, my mother, Minna Mendel Bat Mary Eliezer, devoted daughter, supportive wife. She raised six children. They started off in England, and then they moved over to Israel. Gave them an Orthodox education to the best of the ability back in those times. And they made Aliyah, I think, in the 70s or the 80s to Omer, and she lived there till she passed away at an old age, 90-something, her first yard size today.
And look at her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, Anes. So, Neshama Shehav and Aliyah, Tei Zichra Baruch.
Amen.
Okay, so thank you. And you too can dedicate a shir of Nefesh Chaim. we were talking about, I'm not going to go directly into the Nefesh Chaim yet, because there's a number of yesodos that we need to understand. And what we were machadish was actually quite radical on Thursday, and that was that Yisrael, Chaviv in Yisrael, Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shenitna lahem kli chemda shebahem nivra ha'olam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us kli chemda, tools with which we create, which he used to create the world. And now the way we understood it is we now also can use those same kli chemda to create and recreate the world. And the kli chemda, of course, are the Torah. That's Torah. And Torah Kipshuta, learning Torah, being Mechadish Torah, understanding better Torah and how we're meant to behave and meant to what our purpose is in this world. That's the Kli Chemda, which coincide, and this was the radical Chiddush, coincide with the Briyas Olam, meaning just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and recreates, right, the world, Mechadish B'tuvoy B'chol Yoyim Tomid, my Sibarashis, since he's constantly creating the world, so you constantly have to draw upon the Kli Chemda. The Chiddush is that those Kli Chemda, to a great extent, were given to us, particularly Jews, to recreate the world. And it simply means that that when Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, he said, either you're Makabel the Torah, or I'm going to be Chayzer Es Ha'olam L'Toyu V'Voyu. Remember that, Chazal? I'm going to put the world back to tohu vavohu. Like, you know, why so harsh? Tohu vavohu, so we're not makabel the Torah. So the answer is because it's just an automatic thing, because the whole Torah depends on limud haTorah. The whole Bereishis, the whole creation of the world depends on limud haTorah. So if you're makabel the Torah, in v'im lav echzer soilum l'tohu vavohu. There's no world. There's no possibility of a world unless there is the energy behind it, which is creating the world. That energy, from the time of Matan Torah, is given to us. We're the ones that are on the bicycle pedaling the energy with Limud HaTorah and Asiyas HaMitzvos, but mostly what we're learning now is about Limud HaTorah. So it's quite an astonishing fact for life that to the degree that there is Limud HaTorah and there is a world, because that in fact is the whole purpose. And to the degree there are good chidushei Torah and understanding Torah and teaching Torah, there's a better world, and it all goes together. That's what we learned. And therefore the Nefesh HaChaim says very, very strongly that it seems to him that if the whole world would be, God forbid, void of divrei Torah, min hakotze el hakotze, for 1 minute, then we're going back to the place in tekablos haTorah in v'im lav achzeres ha'olam l'tayu v'avayu. And I started quoting, I'm just reminding myself, started quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, where the Gemara says that hechadame apokaris, what's an apokaris? A person who says, mayahanilon rabbanon. What do we need rabbanon for? And Rashi explains Alamakom. This is the makor for the Nefesh HaChayim La Niyastaiti. Rashi explains Alamakom that these people that say Maya Hanilon Rabbanu, what do we need people learning Torah for? They don't understand that the whole world is only there. It's only reason the world is not going back to Toyu Vavayu is because there's Limud HaTorah. There's also, if you bear with me for a moment, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah says that Delos and Lavai, whatever that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gentiles of the world are coming to Hashem, and they're saying, like, we didn't get a chance to be part of this Torah, meaning we didn't get a chance, let's look at it our way, that we didn't get a chance to create and recreate the world. We're just like pawns here. So Hashem said to them, the Gemara says, that, well, I offered you the Torah and you didn't want it. So they said, the Goyim said to Hashem in this conversation, okay, so you offered it to the Jewish people and they did accept it, but they never did it. Where do you see that they did it? So what does the Gemara say? Amar Hashem, bo shamayim va'aretz ve'hi'idu aleim shekimu es ha'Torah. Let the shamayim va'aretz stand up and say edus, that Klal Yisrael kept the Torah. So we always understand it like, okay, hazidu ha'shamayim, right? That there's like these two Edim. What does it have to do with Edim? This is a based in. What does it have to do with Edim? So now I'm going, okay, the Shemayim Varets are going to say Edus. What's their Edus? But according to what we're learning here, it's the Pashat of Shad is very Pashat. Why are the Shemayim Varets Edim? They're getting up and they're not saying anything. They don't have to say anything per se. That's figurative. But what they're saying is, look, we're here. And if Klal Yisrael would not be learning Torah, so the world would already be Toyo Vavayu. So the Shemayim Varis, we're here. So since we're here, that's Edus Guf, that's Edus Gemura, that the world is, that the that Klal Yisrael is learning Torah and Makabalas HaTorah. Ana Yom Hazeh. Yeah, you get it? Like, so in other words, that that Gemara now makes sense to us. The Gemara is a funny Gemara going further, but I don't know if it's for us right now. Like, you know, the Gemara says that the Goyim said, "Oh, Shemayim Varets are Negeah Be'edus," because if they're going to say no, then they're going to disappear. So Tosfos already asked the Kasha, Gevaldik Kasha, what do you mean, Negeah Be'edus? They're here. That's the Metzius. The Metzius is that the Shemayim Varets is here. If the Shemayim Varets is here, it means there's Torah here. And Yisrael, Chaviv and Yisrael, Shenitin Lam Kli Chemda, which is Torah. And the Kli Chemda is not just a way to learn Torah, it's Kli Chemda, the toolbox which is required to create the world and recreate the world and recreate the world. So it comes out that the fact that the Shemayim Va'aretz is there, Hagufa Raya, that the world is, that the Klal Yisrael is keeping Torah. So Tosfos doesn't understand the Kasha. He gets two terutzim, but it's not for us right now. Tosfos is not for dessert. Rav Gimel doesn't understand the Kasha. What are they asking? They're Negeah Be'edus. So what if they're Negeah Be'edus? There's Okshash of lying. They're here. See, this is they're here. So what's the problem? So that's Maspiklin Yonenu, to understand that to make this beautiful, beautiful Kasha between Shemayim Va'aretz and Limud HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah. And this started at Har Sinai. Okay, Ad Kan Dvarenu. Everybody with me? Somebody is a problem? Okay.
A lot of background noise.
Here, I'll do my mute thing 1 second.
Rav, one question?
Yeah.
When Rabbi Akiva's students died, I don't remember the Gemara, but there was this idea, there was a great despair in the world. Sounds like maybe it was beyond just that they were sad that they died, but maybe they were really concerned about the future of Limud HaTorah. Is it possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think that's the pshat, but not just Rav Akiva's Talmidim. Like, in other words, what Ad Hayom Hazeh, literally, like, what we need to understand, if we believe as Jews, is that Limud HaTorah is Mekayim the world. That's what the Nefesh HaChayim is saying. Limud HaTorah is Mekayim the world. Why? Because of the Kesher between Limud HaTorah and Bereishis. But you need a least. It doesn't mean that you need the whole world sitting in Kailul. Okay. Well, but what you need is somebody in every part of the world learning Torah all the time. You know, the cities had Asara Batlanim, there's Lamed Vav Tzadikim, there's the Tzadik Yisod Olam. There's always all kinds of ways to keep the world. But you want the Shemayim Varetz to be here, and you don't want to be Chozer L'Toyo Vavoyu. So the way you're not Chozer L'Toyo Vavoyu is to make sure there's a constant Torah. I'm going to mute everybody for a minute. Just press your space bar if you want to talk. You're welcome. Everyone's welcome to talk. There is a Reb Tzedek HaKohen, one of our favorite Svarim. So I'd like to learn this with you because I think it's very, very important, Lin Yaneinu. Let me see if I can find it here. Reb Tzedek, we're a little late, but it's okay. Reb Tzedek is talking about Simchas Torah. Everybody see that on the screen? Yeah. So he says like this. Inyan Simchas HaYoim Hu, I just want you to follow along with me. Inyan Simchas HaYoim Hazeh Hu, Chutz Me'achiyev Shova Samachte B'chagecha. There's an Inyan of Simchas Torah to be B'simcha. Besides for the regular Sukkahs, B'samachte B'chagecha V'yisoid Sameach, I noisev Hazeh Simchas HaTorah. Kinyan Amram Zal, the Gemara says, M'sachem HaKol Moidim B'atzeres. Now where's Atzeres? Atzeres is on Shavuos. So there's a certain, like, Shavuos, Simchas Torah. Ulahavin Zeis. This is going to be a remarkable Reb Tzedek, so follow with me. Ulahavin Zeis. Mehechad lamdu sheyoyim nesinas ha-Torah ba'inan lachem. Haloi ikir nesinas ha-lucha shenizkaimu ha-yoyim ha-kipurim. Right? Why do you need, here's the kasha. Why do you need lachem on Shavuos, Yom Matan Torah? Nothing came out of that Torah. That Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais. We saw the Egel Hazav, no more Torah. So the Torah that we have, Tachlis, our Torah, is the Luchai Shniyos. The Luchai Shniyos came on what day? Yom Kippur. So like, Yom Kippur should be the day that's Lachem. That's the day of Kabbalah Satara. What do we want from Shavuos? Shavuos was nothing more than a Hava Mina. Nice try. Halo Iker Nesinas Haluchai Shiniskaimu, the Nuchais that lasted, Hayyubi Yom HaKippurim. Uba Mishnah Seif Tainis, Karel Yom HaKippurim, Yom Matan Torah, right? The Mishnah says, Yom Simchas Libchem, Zu Matan Torah. And right away, Chazal say,
"Why we celebrate Shavuos at all?"
Yeah, what do we need it for? Other than an agricultural holiday, what does it have to do with Matan Torah? That you should, and how do? But he's saying a deeper thing. How do you know that we are celebrating Matan Torah? And the answer is because the halach is that you have to do Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem, and it has to do with, which is we learn from Matan Torah. Well, the Mishnah Seif Tainus currently Yom HaKippurim Yom Matan Torah, right? Yom Simchas Libchem Zu Matan Torah, which is referring to Yom Kippur. And this the Gemara says, by the way, the Mishnah says, Lehaya Yamim Toivim Li Yisrael Ketubav V'Yom HaKippurim. So Tubav, we have this image of the girls dancing in the fields with their white dresses. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what was the Milo of Yom Kippur? It was a Yom Matan Torah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha, and boy, by Yom, Hashem came with the, Moshe came rather, with the Luchai Shniyos. But Aval Pekin says, Reb Tzedek, V'huk v'hayom hazeh oid l'tainus. Not only are we not celebrating Yom Kippur, but we're fasting on Yom Kippur. It's just the opposite of Lachem. Hung farkert. Kol shekein b'chag ha-shavuos, we should be fasting. Shalei nita noita Torah, rak shomim pi ha-gvura, noichi v'lei yelecha. Oh, and here's where the hint of the beautiful but radical chiddush that he says. Tremendous ramifications. Only thing that happened on Shavuos was one thing. What? What happened on Shavuos that we still have? That Hashem said out loud, anoichi Hashem alekecha asher tzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said, let me introduce myself to you. I am the one, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Itzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. All those miracles that you had there, all of the Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf, here I am. And he said, Lo Yelecha. Now that was on Shavuos. That wasn't on Yom Kippur. The Luchais, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais. That was on Shavuos or Batamos, he broke the Luchais. But on Shavuos, what do we have? The Ba'in and Lachem, we have these two simple, these two basic Yesodos to give mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yehi Lecha. Let's go a little bit fast. I don't want Amnam Shurish Hadavar Humi Shlomo HaMelech Shnemar V'yasmei Mishta L'chol Avada. Shlomo HaMelech made a big party on Yom Kippur by the Chanukah Zabayis. Mikan Shoyis and Sudel Gomer Shalter. U'mizeh Lamdu Gamken De'bat Saris Ba'in Alachem. So it's really, and like let's get this clear in our minds as grown-ups, what we're celebrating on Shavuos, you can even say we're celebrating Nasa V'nishma. But that's not Matan Torah. Nasa V'nishma is our Kabbalah Zatayra. What we're really celebrating was Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Hashem announced himself to the Jewish people. Okay, that's not a small thing, but that's what Shavuos is. Ki Yadua, and here we get into the Zohar. Ki Yadua, it is well known, Shekol Mitzvos HaTorah Kula Nikras Taryag Itin B'Zohar HaKadosh. This is a big yisoid, by the way, in Reb Tzadik, he quotes this over and over again. What you're looking at is the Pri Tzadik. But over and over again, when you learn through Reb Tzadik, he quotes this very basic Zohar, which says that the 613 mitzvahs, what we call mitzvahs, no, kula nikras taryag itin. What are itin? Who knows? Somebody?
Eitzes.
Eitzes. 613 eitzes. Eitzes for what? What are the eights? What did it say it again?
To get close to Hashem.
Okay. So it means to say, what do you listen to what you're saying? I don't know who's saying it, but listen to what you're saying. You're saying that there is an ikker here of Anochi Hashem Alekecha. Yeah? Hashem said, I'm Hashem. And now you'll get the Torah. And you'll have a bunch of eitzes of how to integrate, celebrate this Anoichi Hashem Elokecha that I just told you. So the mitzvahs, says the Zohar, are not just the mitzvahs. Okay, now for the rest of the story. Now, until now, you knew Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo yeh the mitzvah of Amunah, lo yeh lecha the yisur of Avodah Zarah. And now I'm going to give you another 613 or 611 mitzvahs. No. These are the mitzvahs. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo yelecha. That's the gilui that needed to be. That happened on Shavuos. Akol moedim shetzrichen lachem. So what's the Torah for? Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah. He broke the Torah. He kept the Torah. Salachti v'derecha. Brought the Torah again. Built the Mishkan. What's all that for? That was, says the Zohar, these are a book, so to speak, a holy book of Taryag Itin. Of 613 eitzes, what are we going to do about the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? What does a Jew do when you know, okay, hey, there's a God here? B'haynu shenoy senes eitzos l'ha'adam. Am I still on the page there? Eich sheyeh nikva b'libay Anoichi Hashem Elokecha v'zeh kavanas kol ha'toyra kula. Shenikra Taira, it's called Taira, that's the word for it, Taira. Nikra Taira Lahairais. Taira is a lashon of Hora'ah, like Mora. Taira, Moira. Ulalame La'adam Yedias Davarzeh. What's Davarzeh? I'm going to tell you what to do about the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So make no mistake, this is a radical Chiddush, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a radical Chiddush that the whole point of the whole Taira. It's not like another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah. It's another eitzah, another eitzah, another eitzah to be mekayim and to internalize what you already know, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, radical. And what are we learning? We're learning about Haynu Ashka Chasa Yisparach b'chol davar. V'zeh ikir gemura shal Torah shahaya b'chag ha-shavuos ka'amram b'shash amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu anoichi nikva divrei Torah b'libam. Well, here's no Torah. What was the Torah? The answer is, Zekolot Arikula. What's it maskir? Where the Gemara says, everybody knows the Gemara says that, what's the acre of the Torah? Excuse me. Bo Chavakuk Be'amido Alachas Tzadik Be'amunasai Yichya. So it comes out like a Mannehe Chetimsa, which we're going to learn more about in a second. And that is that, let's say you have 613 Eitzes. You don't have a Noichi Hashem Alekecha. So you have Eitzes going nowhere. You have Eitzes. It's like, Lahavdil Elef Avdala. Somebody gets like, you know, goes to, watches a video and gets 600 Eitzes as to how to stay in shape, but he doesn't do anything about it. Doesn't run, doesn't go, doesn't get on the machine. So Eitzes are Eitzes. Eitzes are, you know, Eitzes are Eitzes. I've got a lot of Eitzes Gebers all around me. The question is, what Eitzes for what? And the answer is the whole new perspective, a whole new thing. Eitzes for Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Yeah, I'm giving you a Yesoid, Bachavakuk Vamido Alachas. I'm giving you a Yesoid. Now I'm going to give you the Eitzes, how to internalize and integrate that Yesoid. And when he said Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, we said Nase V'Nishma. Okay, Lomer Hern. I want to hear more about it. Nikva Belibam. Now this gets even more fun. Even more exciting.
Could this be another way of understanding the mitzvah srichas kavana? You actually could do all of the eitzes. You could do all the things. But if you are not doing them and attaching them to this purpose, then you're not going anywhere. Then
I want to just tweak what you said, Yisachar. That mitzvah srichas kavana is a difficult sugya. But this is what lishma means. Simple pshat in lishma. Why are you doing this mitzvah? Because of a lishma. What's lishma? Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. I believe in God. I understand He's the one God. He's the only God. He's the one who took us out of Egypt. He's the one who, and as he says here, who gave us the gift of Ashgacha Pratis. He's always taking care of us. He's always watching us. So that's when I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing lishma. I'm doing when I do a bris milah. I'm celebrating Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, and I'm putting on tefillin. I'm sitting on Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. I'm sitting in the sukkah. I'm saying, hey, there's Hashem over. Took us out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to sit in the sukkah. Right? The sukkah is Hashafti. It's B'nai Yisrael. It's all one big set of eitzes, an eitzah bichel, as to how to get to Hashem. Val remezev, and now let's get deeper. Amru Chazal, Bavram Avinu. Okay, let's go back way before Matan Torah. Everybody knows, let's just say it already, everybody knows that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. Ad shiloi nitna. It wasn't even given, he kept the whole Torah. Avraham Avinu alvashan shezimen lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei kil yoysav v'hiya malam des lai Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Gemara that we all know and probably none of us gave it a second thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu activated Zimein Loi Shtei Kil Yosef, his two kidneys. A lot about kidneys this week. Shtei Kil Yosef V'hayom Alam Nisloi Torah, his kidneys are teaching him Torah. Ulechara Askrim Tzadik, like that's it straight to it. It goes for the jugular here. Ma'inyan Klolois L'limud HaTorah, it needs your kidneys to learn Torah. Lev, who's your belev? K'mo sh'nemar belev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Oy b'moyach, or the brain. Shu mishkan ha'chachma. So if Avraham Avinu is using some kind of ruach ha'kodesh, or he's deep looking deep into his heart, or he's just into thinking. Okay, we could somehow understand that how he learned the Torah and how he's keeping the Torah. Kloyos, kidneys, not kasher kidneys. Amnam, says Reb Tzadok, mipnei shezeh haya kol magamosai shel Avraham Avinu lagia l'vchi. Pardon me?
Please scroll down the screen.
Sorry. L'chayr ma'inin kloloi salimut ha'tayra, right here, shu b'leiv. Believe kol chacham lev nasati chachma v'mayach shu mishkan chachma. Amnam, מפני שזה היה כל מגמוסו של אברהם אבינו עליו השלום להגיע לבחינת הנוכחי. You know, I thought we were radical before. Now we're going even more kitzoni. Avram Avinu had one migama in his life. What do I do with the fact that I discovered that there's only one God? Now here's a man that didn't hear it from Shemayim. Here's a man in our history, in our lineage, who figured out himself that there's no such thing as a world without a creator. And there's no such thing as a world with two creators. So he figured out in his brain, and maybe in his heart, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Contrary, of course, to everything else that was going on in his life. You know, and it's always important to mention the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he talks about the history of Avraham Avinu, he says that the whole world was being Oved Avodah Zarah, and Terach Ubnei Beisai were Oved Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam adds this comment, Va'af Hu, and also Avraham Avinu Ovad Imahem. Avraham Avinu was also being Oved Avodah Zarah. That was his life. He grew up to be some kind of an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's how he was growing up until he was quite, according to many opinions, he was quite into it. You know, he would have been But then he discovered that the whole thing can't be. He was the original iconoclast. And he discovered that the whole thing, iconoclast means he who breaks the idols. And he discovered that, no, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he was willing to put himself into a Kivshan Ha'esh for that belief. He was willing to teach this belief to wherever it was. He was willing to be thrown out of his country and go into Golos. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And by the way, at that time, he didn't even have the nevuah of Lech Lecha. No, that was a little later. First he came to it. So what's he doing? What's he learning? What's he teaching? What's he being Mekayim? So says Reb Tzadok here, Amnam mipnei shezeh haya kol migamosi shel Avraham Avinu la'agia lebchinas anoichi, haynu ala mitais hashkachasa yisparach she'ein bira b'loi manig. Now that he has discovered intellectually that ein bira b'loi manig, al zeh boim daika ayidei tariag yitin. Now, oh God, give me an eitzah. Give me an eitzah as to what am I supposed to do in my life. Now I'm not supposed to eat basar b'chalav anymore. Like, I need eitzahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umahecha Lamed Zah Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. Where is he supposed to know what to do about this magnificent principle? Al Zah Amru Chazal, this is what Chazal mean when they say, Shazimun Leshtei Klo Yosav. Why? Because we always know that when it comes to, there's Chachma, there's Bina, there's Das, there's Eitzah. Eitzah, Itim. Where do the Eitzahs come from? Klo Yosav. Stay kloyos, ki a kloyos yoyatzim. Mehem nostan loy etzos vitoshia lahagia latachlis muvu koshoi gam koidem nasina satira. You see, none of us probably understand exactly how the kloyos are giving us etzos. Even though it's all through Tehillim and Mishle, that the kloyos is the makam of etzah. But we know one thing about the kloyos. This is, let me just say one thing that I know about kidneys. That the job of the kloyot is to separate what's good and what's bad, what's needed for the body and what needs to be taken out of the body. So, you know, like I apologize, I have to close my window. You know, here's Avraham Avinu with a whole world. And now he has to decide, okay, what gets in, what gets out. That's like his whole system is working like a kidney. His whole system is, which we can't live without, you know, like is extracting and getting rid of what's bad. In his case, Avodah Zarah. No. And he's going for what's right. That's the whole... I mean, again, there's, I'm sure, deeper things with kloyos, But I'm just saying that's the Pashat Pshat that we can all understand. And the Eitzah, somebody comes to you for an Eitzah. You know, sometimes, like, not everybody's a Baal Eitzah. But, like, if somebody comes to you for an Eitzah and you step away from it for a second and you think, oh, this is not right. This doesn't feel right. This does feel right. So you're doing a kloyos type of an act by giving Eitzah. So Avraham Avinu, derech kil yosav, dafka, and it's so meduyuk with the Lashon of the Zayar of Taryag Itin, came to know what to do, but that's nice Torah. The important thing for us is, what does it mean what to do? What do I do about Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Okay, achshav ma. What do I do about that? A step further in Reb Tzadik. Any questions? Am I good? Everybody clear with what I'm going? Okay. B'zeh shenemar l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Now let's take it from Avraham Avinu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Olav Hashalom. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. That's what that says. Moshe Rabbeinu said what to Hashem? Let's try to understand it. He said, Hashem, look, the people are going to ask me, what's your name? What am I supposed to tell them when they want to know your name? Also, Paro earlier, like Moshe Rabbeinu had like this kind of a thing because Paro said, Mi Hashem. You're talking Hashem, Mi Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, or Mi Hashem. So there has to be some type of a shame here. What does it mean, a shame? A shame is the, explained many times, a shame is the articulation of something which has thus far not been articulatable. So let's say I identify a certain science, a certain insect, a certain illness, a certain cure. I have to identify it and I give it a name. So the name is the way we identify something. So when something that comes into this world, the Ruach HaKodesh of a parent, when he names his son, is that name is matim. It touches up the whole mahus of the child. And sometimes we're zeichet to that. You can see it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, look, they're going to ask me, what's the name? What's your name? So what should I tell them? So what does he say? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'era El Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem. They figured it out. Use your kidneys. Use your kidneys. They didn't know. Nobody gave it to them on a silver platter. They figured out Mashmi. Ki araisa kula shma de kutcha brichuhu. K'mashikarin asa adam bishmoi lahakir al yadei zes atzmusai. Very important yisoid from the Zayar, which is very elaborated on in the Kisvei Arizal. And that is that every letter of the Torah is, every ois of the Torah is Shemois of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. That's something, by the way, we can understand. Because what it means to say is, like, if I have a machshava, nobody knows what I'm thinking. I'm not sure I know what I'm thinking. But I have a machshava. But when I articulate it, so you know what I'm thinking. So what my thought gets a name. Yeah? My thought gets like a name. It's a big favor. You have a big friend if a friend could take your thoughts and say, oh, that's, gives it a name. Knows enough to give it a name. So when you're learning Torah, you have to know, what are we learning? You go back and you say, what are we learning? It starts off, as you articulate a thought, it starts off with Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Ba, Bo, Be. That's why we teach kids like that. It starts off with small articulations, then all of a sudden it becomes a word. and all of a sudden it becomes a sentence, and it becomes a paragraph, and until it becomes Kabbalah, becomes Shas, Poskim. But from the very first, Aleph Beis, Kol Oisiyah Shel Atayra, Shem Oisov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisog Nifla, to know. So, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ma Shemoy, I need it spelled out for me, literally, because I'm not going to rely on my kidneys and everybody else's kidneys, which, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have this gift that he was able to self-discover the whole Torah. We have no record of fact that Moshe Rabbeinu kept the whole Torah before it was given. Because Moshe Rabbeinu dafka, that was his milah, like he didn't get away in the way of it at all. He just took the words of Hashem, brought it down. So he was mechaber the Shemayim va'aretz. Right? What did Avram, did you tell me that that the grandson of Rabban Cutler was jumping up and down? Moshe Amos, Teras Amos. Moshe Rabbeinu is mechaber the Shemayim va'aretz. Rabban Cutler jumping up and down because Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Amos, Teras Amos. Which, by the way, I was humming that niggin on Shabbos, and I realized that that's one niggin. It's a nice niggin, but we don't sing it for anything else but that, right? Nobody sings that. Okay. We don't sing it for Anim's Miras or Adon Olam, nothing. But anyways, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ayraisa Kula Shma Dekut Shabrichu, Ukamai Shekoyrin Esa Adam Bishmai Lahakar Al Yedei Ezatz Musay. You want to know Hashem? Know the Torah. More layeser diuk, you want to know the etzas of how physically in this world, how can we manifest the fact that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? So Avraham Avinu Shmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lem. They did so with their own chachma, their own klayos. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know their name. They don't know the name. You got to give it to us. And hence he was zoicha. Minayin, this is very beautiful, by the way. You see where it says brachas chafalef? Ka'amram. Minayin labirchas hatayra. How do you know that there's a chi of deraisa to say birchas hatayra? Taktimwarish shenemar ki. What's the next word? Shame Hashem, what's it got to do with Torah? Say, Birchas Hashem. No, the Gemara learns it out. Ki Shame Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. When the Shame Hashem is being called, which means in this case, says Chazal, the Torah, make a bracha, Havu Godel Elokeinu. Why? She Esek HaTorah, who Kriyas Shema Yisparach, V'chein Amruzal, She Yachid Esek HaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevarachai. Every shame that you'll come up with is always a tuffle, if you will, to the Iker shame of Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, says Reb Tzadik. Like I have to tell him the whole thing? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah. Shmi Hashem lo nadati lem. I didn't tell it to Avraham Avinu. He figured out. She'ikir b'chinas hadas v'akara b'shem havaya. This is the key to the whole thing. Because how do I understand the ikir shame of yudke vavke, which means haya, hoive b'yiye? How do I know hashkach, which means hashkach ha'pratis? So that's a big name. We don't understand the name. So give us the Taryag Itin, which are telling us that name. And now, let me just go back for a second to the Nefesh HaChaim, just so you don't think I'm completely off track here. Means to say that when we're learning Torah, we're Mekayim the world because we're Mekayim the Shem Hashem. And the whole Brias Olam are Shemos Hashem, which is out the same Shemos Hashem of the Torah, exactly. That's the connection here. V'lezeh zocha Moshe Rabbeinu Lebuchinas Alzeh Zocha Moshe Rabbeinu Lebuchinas Hadas Bahavaya Brichu. That's how he got to know the Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Shleimus Mitnei Shayidei Nosna Torah Yodoi rather Nosna Torah Mezeu Iker Gemara Shal Torah Kidvarenu Hanal. So Let me say what all this means to us, because this is two minute recap here. What happens on Shavuos and what we're celebrating on Simchas Torah, Tzvei Zachen, two things completely. On Shavuos, what happened is we're all celebrating Shavuos. What happened is Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem. Generations before Avraham Avinu came to this reality and struggled his kidneys out to try to figure out what does all that mean. And on Shavuos, Anochi Hashem Elokecha means two things. From the moment that Avraham Avinu came to this discovery, which I presume many people here have come to this discovery, you know, from the moment that Avraham Avinu came to this discovery, the rest of his life was to learn and teach. So what does this mean? And from the moment that Shavuos happened and we heard from Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the rest of the whole Mount Torah experience all the way till Yom Kippur and all the way through our lives is, what does this mean? How does this act out on a practical level? Yeah? That's what the whole thing is. So Shavuos, of course, is the day. And Yom Kippur is the day where, okay, here you go. Here's the Luch HaShniyos. But when it comes to Simchas Torah, he's going to say, just let's finish about Simchas Torah, we've gone through the Arba Minim, we've gone through the Sukkah, we've really integrated the earth, the four minim, the vegetation and people, and we walk around seven times. What's walking around seven times? That's seven olamos. Means to say we're taking all of that. You know how a kala walks around the chuppah? I said on Simchas Torah, I said, look, there's all these rules that we're not supposed to dance together, so I'm with it. I'm not breaking any rules, Baruch Hashem. But we must walk around in a circle and dance in a circle, because a circle is everything. And seven times. Why is a circle everything? Because seven circles, just like the kala walks around the chasen, seven times to integrate the worlds, the world, your world and my world. So it's the same thing on Simchas Torah, walking around Hakafas, and also the Hashanahs walking around with the Arba Minim, and then with the Sefer Torah, and we're saying, okay, we brought it right down. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yesod, Malchus, here we are. Can't dance in place, no. Unacceptable. You're not, it's like telling a chassan in college, just dance in place, don't walk around. No, not going to work. So that's what Simchas Torah is, taking everything and bringing it into this world, Lamaisa. But here's before I hang up, which is now. I just want to say that the it comes out from what we learned here that there's really one purpose in all of our Limud HaTorah. Like we're learning Torah this morning. Everybody's learning Torah. Some people all day. The one purpose of the learning Torah is to get to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. This is the Yesod. I'm saying it now for the third time because I don't want to lose the Yesod. The whole purpose of the world, the whole purpose of the Torah, the whole purpose of recreating the Torah is Shema Yishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is to get to Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
It's 10 o'clock.
From the moment that Avraham Avinu realized that, oh, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he had that epiphany of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, okay, now we got to figure out how to learn Torah. And I want to say one last thing, if you give me one more second. Like the Goyin says that, you know, when it comes to Aveira Lishma, it's much easier for him to understand Aveira Lishma before Mount Torah and after Mount Torah. Because before Mount Torah, so yes, Yaakov Avinu understood everything, but he felt in his kloyos, in his kishkas, he felt that it was the right thing for him to marry two sisters. Beseder. He wasn't violating the Torah because his Rebbe was his kloyos. So says the Goyin that you'll find a lot of things, koyde matan Torah, that the kloyos talked about it. But once Hashem gave the Torah, it's sealed, canonized. There's no more playing around with our kloyos, because now we're working on a different principle of Torah. Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskala to us. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. So therefore, it's hard, you know, it has a whole new havana, this whole idea of Aveira Lishma. But I don't want to get into a side thing since we're finished. But what I want to say is that, you know, like whether it's Koidim Matan Torah, whether it's Acher Matan Torah, we're all looking for the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So the question is, you know, do we read the book or are we searching within ourselves for the Yetzos? So we know as Jews that we read the Torah, we learn the Torah, and we're Mechadish in the Torah. And that's what gets us to the Anoichi V'lo Yelecha. And then we'll get back to Reb Tzadok. Okay, the Neshama should have an Aliyah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.